Hey guys, welcome to the Crafty Chica Show. I am Kathy Conamurio, the Crafty Chica, and this podcast is where I share all of my tips and ideas, things that worked and didn't work for creative entrepreneurs like myself. I have my craftychica.com website. I just celebrated my 16th anniversary of my brand/website. And I've been through a lot of hits and misses, and I thought I would use this podcast as a way to share all of those with anyone else who is working to launch or keep their creative brand going. I specialize in Latino-centric DIY and craft tutorials, but also a lot of lifestyle. I try to make Crafty Chica more about a state of mind as opposed to just craft projects. And I will go into a future podcast about branding and how all of that works, but I thought for this episode, I would talk about the difference between being a designer versus an artist, because this topic comes up a lot, especially in my crafty world, because I have a lot of different branches coming out of the Crafty Chica tree, so to say. Everything from books to workshops to speaking to craft design, product design, and then things that I just love to make as a creative and an artist. Now, the two big ways that I bring in income for my brand is doing craft design and being a working artist. Now, these are two totally separate topics. The biggest difference is that when you are an artist or doing work that as an artist, you have your artist hat on, there are no boundaries. There is no deadline. There is no price tag attached, no contract, none of that. It is just setting your soul free to create whatever you want to create. No limits. No one is judging it. It's everything that you want it to be, to have your own message in there. And that is the beauty of creating things without a contract or a price tag. It's just about being creative and making your own individual mark on the world with what you design. Now, when it comes to being a designer, especially like a professional designer or a craft designer, it can be in graphic design, whatever you want to call it, that is a totally different thing because it is using your individual creative talents to create something wonderful, but it usually comes with a contract, someone else's vision that you have to take and be able to produce, but still add your own style to it. It usually involves trending, what's happening in the world with colors, with motifs, with what's popular, what's fresh, and what's new. And that can be a little bit challenging, especially when it comes to designing products or just things to sell like in your Etsy store. Now, what I usually do is every year I go to a show called Creativation. It used to be called CHA. This is the International Craft and Hobby Trade Show. And if you are interested in being a professional craft designer where you can design craft products or maybe scrapbook paper or a cling stamp or stencils or fabric, whatever it is that you want to design, it's probably a good idea to look into this show because all of the different craft manufacturers are there. And a lot of times their marketing directors, their product development directors are there to work with you. So you could literally bring your portfolio and talk to them. Now, this show used to be huge, but it has gotten smaller over the past few years because a lot of these manufacturers, they just work online now and they connect with people through social media or they reach out to find people through their websites. And that is all wonderful. So really, Creativation is just one avenue. The other avenue would be pursuing these manufacturers through their websites or through their Facebook pages, through direct messages. But it's a good idea to go check out the show because you can see a lot of different craft design and even, you know, paper, fabric, stamps, paints, different types of paints, different types of glitters, different types of markers, all of that. Someone has to design it, right? So why not have it be you? So that is what I do every January, and it is pretty intense because I'll give you an example. So I've been doing a lot of product design over the years, and not just product design, but project design too. Like when I had my newspaper craft column, I did a project every Saturday for the newspaper, and it ran in like 100 different papers all around the country. And I had to learn how to design a craft project for the general market. In other words, I needed to create a design that someone would want to make, whether if they were in Kansas or Phoenix, Arizona, or even in London or some other in Mexico. And no matter where they were, they could look at this project and relate to it and be excited to say, I want to make that. That's designing for general market. All right. Now, when I design craft projects for my brand, Crafty Chica, that is totally different because I'm designing for me. I don't have my audience. I know who my audience is. And it is people who are a little extra and love the paint, love the glitter. I know this because just over the years of seeing what projects I have put out and which gets the most engagement and which ones people like to make. So when it comes to my own website, I can have my own style. And what I love about that is I can combine the best of both worlds of being an artist and a designer, because when I create craft projects for my website, like craft tutorials for people to make, I can use my artistic side to try to come up with something different and unique and fresh that has hopefully hasn't been done before, but I'm still putting it out there for people to make. And in a sense, a general market, a segment of the general market. So that is a fun way. That's why I love having a blog, because yes, I make, you know, paintings and fabric collages and things like that that I can put into art shows or galleries in town or out of town. But sometimes I just want to make smaller things that I think will motivate people to get creative. That's what my whole brand is about, is just inspiring people to get creative and also being a representative for the Latino craft community, because in the craft industry, there really isn't a lot of representation. We need a lot more Latina craft designers out there just to show the diversity. So those are the two biggest differences between being a designer and an artist. Now, how does this relate to you and your business? Well, I would say that if you are looking for different ways to bring in income and you are a creative person, this is a way for you to look beyond selling your things online, selling them at a local event, and to think bigger, because instead of making 12 wallets a certain way, maybe you design one and sell it as a craft tutorial to the company who has the fabric or the zipper or the glue or the applique. A lot of these companies that make all of these supplies that we use, they all are looking for people to show off their products and what they made. So they look online, or sometimes they will, if you tag them in your blog or in your Instagram, they can find you that way. And that's just a nice way to add an income to your creative business. And I always encourage people to look beyond the obvious. So yes, we love to make things to sell. That is wonderful. But it gets hard after a while, like to have to reproduce all of those items, especially if you make something fabulous that everybody wants. So then what is the next level? You have to go into manufacturing or find someone to make it for you, which is a whole different ball of wax to deal with. Whereas if you can balance it between doing a little bit of that and then doing a little bit of design for companies, freelance design, it's such a happy medium. And that's what I have found to work for me over the years, is that I like to, you know, work in different segments. So for example, I paint all of these coffee mugs and fire them in my kiln. And recently I just started feeling really burned out, and I felt like I was really missing blogging and doing craft tutorials. So you know what I did? I just took a break from my Etsy store and I put it on vacation for a little bit. And now I'm so inspired to make new craft tutorials for my blog, because I realize that there's people who come to my site to get ideas of things to make, whether if it's for a craft night or a birthday party, or they just want to make something different. But then there's also people who want to shop and buy something. So I feel like I want to serve both of those audiences. And so that is how I do it. I'm only one person. I do have some freelance people who help me out with things, but basically I can't do everything. I want to be able to love what I do. And if I stress myself out and take on too much, I don't love it anymore. And then it has stressed out energy in it as opposed to the happy energy. So that's why I like being able to go back and forth between doing artist creation with no price tag or no deadline to doing craft design on the other side, or product design. That is just such a nice balance. So both of them can be a little stressful. I was just recently working on my third round of products for Sizzix, and I was just so ecstatic that they hired me on for another round of Crafty Chica products. The other two lines did really well, and I was just so excited. And every time I sat down to work on the new designs, my mind went blank. I just kept overthinking. And then I looked at all of the hashtags for die cuts and stamps and what everyone else was doing. And it just drained me of my enthusiasm. And I thought, well, okay, I will wait until Creativation and I'll walk the show and I'll get inspiration from there. So I told the project manager, she was at the show, and I said, well, let's meet on this day at this time and I'll come and bring you my designs. Well, oh my gosh, the week came of the show and I still didn't have anything. My mind was so dry and crusty, and because I overthought all of my self-doubt, everything, and then walking the show, it made me depressed because there's so many cool things that people are doing. And I just kept thinking, how can I possibly compete with that? How can I possibly come up with anything new? And I sent her an email at like 2 a.m. and I said, I don't have anything for you. Can I touch base with you? I'll come and see you at the show, but I think I need a little bit more time to get this together. And I thought for sure she was going to fire me and say, never mind, we can't work with someone like this. Well, I went and I confronted her. It was so difficult because originally I was like, oh, I'll just email her after the show. But I thought, come on, Kathy, be a professional. You got to own up to this. Go talk to her, see what the next step will be. Because it's one thing to finish something on time when it's maybe files or a big project, but when it's design, it's really hard because it's that creative aspect. And don't you feel like creativity is like a butterfly that comes and sits on your shoulder, and if you try too hard to grab it, it will fly away? It was that kind of thing. But you know what? I went and I faced her and she was so cool. And she said, I could tell you were having a mini meltdown. I've been there. I understand because she's a designer as well. And she said, release the pressure, walk the show, take a couple days and then see, you know, what comes from it. But she was like, the only thing is you're going to have to really hurry up, like once you come up with your ideas. And I did that. It relieved a lot of pressure. I got home from the show. I put everything away, all my freebies that I had got, all the pamphlets and the cards and everything. And I just started doodling and playing and sketching. I put on my artist hat and I thought, I don't care what happens. I'm just going to have fun and I'm just going to doodle and see what I come up with. And it ended up being this beautiful line that I loved, and I was able to put it all together. Like within 3 days, I put it together and I sent it to the project manager. We had our meeting and she loved it all. She's like, this is really cool. I can't believe you just turned this out so fast. Well, long story short, I did end up having to change some things down the line because that's what happens when you're a designer and you're designing for a company. You have to work together so it's a win-win situation. But what I learned from that experience is that you can't just give up. You can't just say, I suck, I'm done, I'm over this, I'm not going to do this. You have to push on. You have to believe in yourself enough that you have to push on. Even if it's the hardest thing ever and you think you are all out of ideas, the ideas will come back. You just have to take a break from it. And honestly, after I came back from Creativation, I worked on my planner. I bought this new planner and I decorated it. Like I did all of these things that had nothing to do with any of my work, but I had to do that just to kind of get back in the game of things to become Kathy again, who is excited to make things. And that's what it's like, just kind of juggling both of those things. So I hope this was helpful to you. And again, if you want to learn more about being a professional craft designer, and this is not a sponsored podcast, I'm just sharing the information because I've been a member of Creativation and CHA for, I don't know, like maybe 10 years now. And I just love it because I love to go and see what's going on in the craft world, the new products that are being made, and ideas for my blog of things that I can make and come with up with that I can share with my audience, my readers, or that I can make YouTube videos for. So if you're in the creative arts industry, if you want to get paid to be creative, this is definitely a path that I would look at in addition to being an artist. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope this gave you some help. And if you want more information, visit my site at craftychica.com. And I will put a link in the description notes to a story that tells about Creativation and the different things that they have there. And it's held in Phoenix every year, which makes me really happy because that is my hometown. And I think I might also have an article on being an artist versus being a designer. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful rest of the day. And oh, please do me a favor. If you like this podcast, please go to iTunes and leave a review. I would appreciate that so much. I'm trying to up my podcast game here. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.